Otis56.com celebrates the 40th anniversary of The Boss Is Back with an extended air check of the format change from September the 2nd,
1983.
WFIL Philadelphia. And now the man who knows more about hits than anyone in Philadelphia, Pete Rose.
Good evening. This is Pete Rose of the Phillies. I am very pleased to be a part of this important moment in Philadelphia radio history. WFIL was one of Philadelphia's first radio stations signing on the air March 18, 1922, and through the years become a springboard to fame for such names as Chubby Checker, Ed McMahon, Bobby Rydell, Fabian, and of course, the one and only Dick Clark. WFIL was also the home of some of Philadelphia's greatest radio personalities. Who can ever forget Dr. Don Rose and Lou LaBelle, Jim Nettleton, Dan Donovan, and the rest of the WFIL boss jocks. With great talents like those, mixed in with the greatest music of the day, WFIL was a moving force in the lives of everyone who lived in the Delaware Valley in the late 60s and early 70s. I am now honored to introduce WFIL President and General Manager Bruce Holberg, who will tell you how WFIL is once again going to become a big part of our lives.
Thank you, Pete. During the late 60s and early 70s, 56 WFIL Philadelphia was the musical leader of the Delaware Valley. Starting with the pop explosion, WFIL was rock and roll to literally millions of you who were seeking to hear the hottest and most important music of the day. And when tuning to us, you not only found your favorite music, but also Philadelphia's most entertaining radio personalities and some of the best contests ever. In short, WFIL was fun. Fun to listen to, and it was the station we all grew up with. Think back. Many of you first fell in love while tuned to famous 56 WFIL. Still others graduated high school and later college with us. Perhaps WFIL reminds you of buying your first house and having your first child. For a whole generation of Americans, those were the best years of our lives, and they wouldn't have been complete in the Delaware Valley without WFIL. Recently, those of us who make up the management team at WFIL began to examine the Philadelphia radio market, and what we found was lots of news, lots of talk, lots of four songs in a row, and a barrel full of boring radio stations and personalities. We also found that although a handful of radio stations were playing some of the great music we grew up with, they all seemed to play the same 200 records. Missing from Philadelphia radio in 1983 are fun, excitement, and most of the songs of the 60s and early 70s that made up our youth. Essentially, Philadelphia, what has been missing from your radio dial, is Boss Radio, famous 56 WFIL, a radio station with fun personalities, great contests, and not just one, but all of the hits of the Beatles, Four Seasons, Beach Boys, Rolling Stones, Supremes, Temptations, Chicago, and yes, Elvis Presley. When was the last time you heard even one hit by such great groups as Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Dave Clark Five? Too long ago, but not anymore. To all of you in the Delaware Valley, our announcement is that we are giving WFIL back to you. From now on, when you push that first button on your radio dial, you'll find Boss Radio, famous 56 WFIL, playing the great hits of the 60s and early 70s, playing the songs that you can't hear anywhere else. You'll be entertained by the WFIL Boss Jocks and enjoy some of the greatest radio contests ever. Radio will be fun and exciting again. Thank you, Philadelphia, for all your support over the years. We're looking forward to getting to know you all over again. And now, here to kick off the return of WFIL is our new program director and a native Philadelphian, Jay Myers.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Over this Labor Day weekend, you will be meeting the new WFIL Boss Jock lineup, including Philadelphia radio veteran Bill Neal in the middays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the ever-popular Dennis John Cahill in the afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m., and if you're around overnight, Philly favorite Dick Fennessy. Newcomer Scott Taylor handles the nighttime from 7 to midnight, and Jerry Blavitt will do specials. And it is my pleasure to announce the WFIL morning team, including Mike Crossan on sports, and the return of Philadelphia's most trusted radio newsman, Alan Stone. These two will join original Boss Jock and the first voice you will hear at famous 56 WFIL, the one and only Jim Nettleton. So Philadelphia, get set for excitement 24 hours a day as famous 56 WFIL returns as Solid Gold Radio, and not just on Saturday nights, but 7 days a week. Yes, Delaware Valley, the boss is back.
WFIL, Philadelphia, non-stop music.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat?
You can feel it, dancing in the streets of Philadelphia. Martha and the Vandellas from 1963. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Nettleton, proud to be leading a revolution in Philadelphia radio, because indeed, the boss is back. WFIL rocks again.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time.
When the whistle blows, anything goes. Philadelphia's own soul survivors at WFIL. Talk about Philly's own. And we got one here, one of the all-time great 60s sounds. Billy!
Got a girl, can't you see what you're doing to me?
One of those great songs you can't hear anywhere else. At WFIL, Billy Harner, Philadelphia Zone.
Famous 56 WFIL.
They don't come much better than this. Creedence Clearwater Revival, traveling band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Non-stop music. Seasons at WFIL, Solid Gold Radio. Come on, Marianne. One of the best things ever. That's 1967. Boss is back. That you are thoroughly aware of by now. I'm Jim Nettleton. Good to be back with some of the best music you have ever heard, and songs you're not going to hear anywhere else, too, I might add. If you're a musician, I got a word for you. Perry's Music Center is having a sale, a spectacular sale. All prices on musical instruments have been drastically reduced. Gibson, Fender, as in Freddie, drum sets, wind instruments, and brass instruments have been reduced to low prices. Now, example is this. New Gibson Les Paul guitar, which is one fantastic instrument, $595 with a hard shell case. And the new Gibson Flying V Explorer with a hard shell case, $595 also. The CB700 drum set, 9-piece. Now, the list price on that one is $1,595. At Perry's, yours for only $995. Now, this includes two 14-inch Zildjian cymbals, and one 16-inch Crash, and one 18-inch Crash cymbal. This type of savings is good for all major brands of drum sets, and they are incredibly low prices. Take our word for it. And even if you don't think you're ready to buy any new musical instruments or accessories, it'll be worth your while just to come in and see Perry's new line of Gibson guitars. Perry's at the Bazaar of All Nations in Clifton Heights. For more information, here's the number, 623-9606. 623-9606. Perry's Music Center puts discounts in your pocket where they belong.
Famous 56 WFIL.
Hey, you're the famous 56 WFIL. Sly and the Family Stone. Remember the medleys with that and Milady, huh? Dance to the music back in 68. Jim Nettleton, how are you doing tonight? The boss is back.
When the outbreak tried to put me down, if there's a school.
WFIL. Be true to your school. Prize of Southern California. Understand Southern California had another first the other day. A all-nude blood drive. Did you hear about that? Sponsored by the Red Cross. Moved along pretty quickly. Because nobody had to roll up their sleeves. WFIL non-stop music time at Steam from 69. One of the all-time greats of the late 60s, one Arthur Conley.
Do you like good music? That sweet
old
music.
WFIL, Philadelphia,
non-stop music.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby.
At WFIL, that's wind, is not make-believe. The boss is back and doing the thing. All these years, still famous, 56, with the best music you've ever heard anywhere. Also, the songs you can't hear anywhere else. I got one of those coming up right around the corner from the Dave Clark 5. And welcome back, famous 56. Swenson Lincoln Mercury at Tyson and the Boulevard in Philadelphia offers the all-new 1984 Mercury Topaz for $56 over dealer's cost this weekend only. That's right. Swenson Lincoln Mercury having their clearance sale on their 1983 Lincolns and Mercurys. And they got a great selection of models and colors in the new 1983s and a wide variety of styles as well. Swenson Lincoln Mercury will offer you a fair trade-in value in your present car. And if you have need of a second car but you think you can't afford it, you just drive to Ray Swenson Lincoln Mercury and look over his lot of late model reconditioned used cars. He's got a ton of them up there. Especially low prices on all of Ray Swenson's used cars. They must meet their standards of excellence, so you are safe. Now, this weekend only, Swenson is offering to WFIL listeners the all-new 1984 Mercury Topaz. Have you seen that yet? It's a great-looking car. $56 over dealer's cost. Take advantage of that one.
WFIL.
Golden.
Golden.
1964.
What were you doing? Well, the Dave Clark Five was doing their thing. Glad all of
them.
WFIL.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Some Motown memories for you at 56 WFIL with Jim Nettleton on this beautiful September 2nd night, this Friday in Philadelphia, where we're starting a brand new revolution in Philadelphia radio. The boss is back, and right around the corner. And more songs you can't hear anywhere else at WFIL. Chad and Dean. Great West Coast sounds at WFIL. The boss is back. That's Chad and Dean. I'm Jim Nettleton. I've got some music here from Three Dog Night.
Want some whiskey and you wanna sure in your tea.
The largest lottery jackpot in American history. This story headlines WFIL News, first at 56, Alan Stone reporting. Ladies and gentlemen, permit me the pleasure of saying that just one more time. Alan Stone reporting. What a thrill to be back before this microphone. And now here is that top story on this historic night in the life of this great radio station. 3 minutes from now, Pennsylvania's lottery officials will announce the winning number in this week's lotto game. Brisk sales and weeks without a winner have combined to make tonight's jackpot the largest in lottery history at more than $11 million. WFIL News visited a lotto outlet this evening and found the hordes of people purchasing tickets have some rather unique ways of choosing their lucky numbers.
Hunting licenses.
Hunting licenses?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Just thought maybe it'd be lucky.
Any particular hunting license? I mean, you know, friends?
5 years worth.
Your old hunting licenses, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bob Varensky of East Falls, one of the hundreds of thousands of people now clutching those lotto tickets in their hands, awaiting the drawing of 6 two-digit numbers. WFIL News will broadcast those winning numbers the moment they are drawn. Where are we tonight at this hour on the shooting down of that Korean commercial airliner by the Russians? Frankly, not very far. What we have, folks, is pure polemics. That's name-calling. President Reagan, in effect, branding the Soviets a pack of flagrant liars, the Russians countering, calling themselves peace-loving, victims of the big smear. One question in all this that keeps popping up, how could that 747 have strayed hundreds of miles, ending up in Soviet airspace? Maybe somebody purposely tampered with its control computer. James McIntyre is a TWA 747 captain and a member of the National Air Safety Board, contacted by WFIL News. This was his response to that theory.
No, I don't think this could be a possibility, because we do program the inertial navigation system at the start of each individual flight. Now, we do have up to nine waypoints, as we call them, that we program in. Once we get beyond 9 points, we have to reprogram. They could have made a wrong entry in there.
Now, one thing the Russians did own up to today was that they fired warning shots at that Korean airliner, but nothing more, says the Kremlin. In the local area, residents of Overbrook woke up this morning to find their cars, their homes, and their sidewalks covered with soot. A quickly assembled investigation reveals the black dust blew in from a malfunctioning PE boiler on the Delaware. P.E. could be fined for fouling the air. We'll see what happens. The malfunction's been corrected, incidentally. Now a look at the August unemployment rate out today. No change nationwide. It remains at 9.5%. However, in Pennsylvania, joblessness up 0.4%. In New Jersey, up 0.5%. An encouraging note in all this, more Americans actually had jobs in August than ever before. Philadelphia's major mayoral candidates have agreed to a date for a live radio debate on WFIL. Wilson Good, John Egan, and Tom Leonard will meet face-to-face before our microphones the evening of October 13th. Put that down. We asked WFIL's David Madden, who is to serve as the debate's moderator, how this affair will differ from the well-publicized television debates coming up this fall.
Well, there are two other debates, both of them sponsored by the League of Women Voters, and they'll be on television. There are two major differences, though, between what they're doing and what we will be doing. Number one, there will be more room for listener participation. They'll be able to call in their questions during the broadcast. And secondly, the broadcast will be a lot more relaxed because there won't be the pressure of live television cameras being pointed at the participants.
The three candidates will answer questions posed by you, I mean the listeners, who will be asked to phone in their queries. Now, also tonight, we have the sex discrimination suit of Margaret Toscano, a woman employee at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Ellesmere, Delaware. It was against the VA, and she won it. She charged she was passed over for a promotion. In September of 78, she said another woman got that promotion because she granted you-know-what-kind of favors to the boss. Federal Judge Walter Stapleton ruled the evidence supported Margaret Toscano's claims, the judge declaring that the raise granted to the other woman in return for those you-know-what-kind of favors did constitute sexual discrimination, to which I might add, nothing at all. I wouldn't touch it. Here it is, folks. Hold your breath and open your wallet. The Pennsylvania winning lotto number, 18317203928. The daily number, 536. The alternate, 23. And I'm going to repeat the big one, 18-31-7. -20-39 and -28. WFIL News Time now, 7:02.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale?
56 Sports Flash.
The Phillies and Giants continue their series at the Vet tonight. John Denny against Mark Calvert. The Phillies are back in a tie for first place in the National League East. They'll try to stay there this weekend.
56 forecast.
Partly cloudy tonight. Our low overnight will be 65. Same skies for tomorrow. Partly cloudy. A high around 85. Tomorrow night, continued cloudy. On Sunday, looks like some sunshine coming in. WFIL temperature is 77. Alan Stone, WFIL News.
Jim Nettleton, WFIL Music.
You say you want a revolution.
Famous 56 WFIL. Was there ever any better music made? Revolution. The Beatles at 707 WFIL. Non-stop music time. Remember this. 96 tears.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Yeah, all night long.
Question mark in the mysterious. At 56 WFIL. That's 96 tears. I want to remind you, my friend, the boss is back as Solid Gold Radio. You know that by now. We'd like to know what you think. Call the boss's phone. And if you find out what it is, let me know. Now, here it is. 482-7053. That's the number. It rings in the boss's office, and we'd like to hear your favorites. You could win a dinner for yourselves. Give them a call. 482-7053. Wait till work hours tomorrow.
Solid part of my life wasn't very pretty. See, I was born and raised.
That's Solid Gold Radio, WFIL. The Temptations, back when they were changing their bag in the late 60s. That's Cloud Nine. A couple of years before. Tommy James and the Shondells. I think we're alone.
Children behave. Famous 56 WFIL.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy. Low 65 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, too, about a high around 85. A little warmer. Cloudy for tomorrow night. Some sunshine. Partly cloudy on Sunday. Holly's here.
See the girl with
symbols
on her fingers entering through the door.
Famous 56 WFIL. The boss is back. Have maybe one of your favorites from the Hollies, and this may be one of yours from the Chiffons. Chiffons, the fun, the excitement, the great music you've been looking for is right here at WFIL. Case in point, Mitch Ryder.
Hey!
Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels. The Motor City. What great sounds at WFIL. 727 WFIL non-stop music time. David Clayton Thomas in Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I lost that love before. You made me so very happy.
WFIL. Philadelphia. Non-stop music.
One day you're on.
Jim Backus did not belong to their group, but they were the Blues Magoos at WFIL Solid Gold Radio with Jim Nettleton. Friday night, an historic Friday night, the Supremes. Diana Ross, when she was with the Supremes, what a classic at WFIL Solid Gold Radio. With the 56 forecast calling for some partly cloudy skies right through tomorrow. High about 85 tomorrow. 65 below for tomorrow night. 85 for Sunday will be the high. Nice day coming up and a great Labor Day weekend. The Association.
Every time I think that I'm the only one, there's only someone calls on me. Sweeter
than much. Brian Cole and the Association. Another one of those songs you can't hear anywhere else but right here on WFIL Solid Gold Radio. That's Along Comes Mary. How you doing? It's 737 WFIL non-stop music time. And Pensacon want to send this one out. Flag on the play, Mel and Tim.
Backfield in motion. Hey, no, that's against the rules.
The boss is back. WFIL with Mel and Tim. That's backfield in motion. It's 7:41 WFIL nonstop music time. This is one Billy Harney can identify with, huh? The Orlons talking about South Street.
Where do all the hippies meet?
Jim Nettleton. Famous 56.
WFIL.
Another hour of
Billy
Solly.
Go home. WFIL. Boss is back.
Ron Turner. Famous56.com.